Coleman. Coleman at the 40, coming far sideline. Coleman with blockers across midfield to the Redskins 30 and out of bounds.
That's what you get when Kirk Coleman is on the field. A nice little pick there. And I tell you what, head coach Ron Rivera called Kirk Coleman an air traffic controller. And this season, with all the flux going on around him, he did a great job of corralling those young corners and helping guide them down the stretch.
That was really part of his big responsibility this year, Mike. In addition to his own job playing safety, he was kind of tasked with making sure the guys on the outside were where they were supposed to be, lined up correctly. And you got to give a lot of credit to Kirk Coleman, who, when he signed with Carolina, people weren't sure, is he going to be a special teams contributor, maybe a depth guy in this secondary? Well, he's emerged as one of the better leaders on this team and plays a huge role vocally. And as Mike alluded to, his role as a safety back there, just making sure everything is situated properly. He's done a great job. I think if there was anybody who got snubbed from the Pro Bowl this year, it was probably Kirk Coleman on this team, who, again, continues to be one of the best ball hawking safeties in the NFL, had four interceptions again this year, third on the team with 90 tackles. Very, very productive ever since he joined this team as a free agent, and certainly they feel like they've got their true leader of the back end at Kirk Coleman going forward.
And, Brian, he had a hand in helping Trey Boston with his transition into a starting role.
Yeah, Kurt helped Trey Boston along the way, and Trey Boston certainly found ways to help himself as well, Mike. Kind of a breakout year for him. He, you know, starts the season as the starter, still going through some growing process, some growing pains. The Panthers brought in Michael Griffin, a veteran, to kind of help out. They got Trey Boston back to the things he does best, have him out there in a lot of passing situations where he can kind of ball hawk, and he took advantage of that. And then the coaching staff turned around and realized this guy's getting it, and he was back out there in a bigger role on all downs. So a big year of growth for him, bodes well going forward as the team has transitioned away from Roman Harper and Kirk Coleman back there. Kirk changed spots, and then Trey stepped in, and he got up to speed by the end of the year.
And another guy that was thrown into the mix, Colin Jones, a veteran now who really has the confidence of this coaching staff to help out in spots.
Yeah, sure does. Of course, you think of Colin, you think about his special teams acumen. It's always going to be the biggest role for him on this team, providing some depth at safety. Travell Dixon was a young guy who got an opportunity late as well, not to play any positional safety in the defense for this team, but again on special teams as well. So we know at the top of this depth chart, as we said, Kirk Coleman, and it's Trey Boston. And this is interesting to see where Boston's growth takes him here, because as Brian said, this was going to be his big opportunity to get in there, be a starter at safety. He went through the ups and downs and finally got his role back at the end, then finished with a knee injury. So we see how this offseason goes for him, and as we go into the new season, how it's going to look next to Kirk Coleman, because we know he's the consistent leader of the back end.
Well, that wraps up our position by position review, offense and defense. Last up on Panthers.com, special teams.